and that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every night above my window. And that's why I love the moon. Cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside. When you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. That's why I let the moon shine. Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move. Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth, huh?
Still up trying to escape the demons in my room.
You see, it's no change dropping, we learn to maintain. Yuffin', and how could anybody else for pain when they brainwash us and watch us every time we make exchanges?
We're slaves.
Locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising through denying the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Cause shit changed. I don't blame my father for lamping, I believe that helped. With me trying to grow. Was just still trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm standing, taking chances. Know I need that full. Flat on my back, just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape. But your mind loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So
peace to the moon, peace to the stars, peace to Saturn.
This is Mimi and Dominique and Sarah, and you're listening to All the Geets, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. So like you just heard, we have some pretty special guests on the show tonight. Do you want to introduce yourselves a little bit?
Hey, I'm Dominique. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts.
What's up, guys? I'm Sarah. I'm a senior here.
Woo!
Yeah.
So Gracie's gone tonight because she's really cool and went to go see Hamilton on Broadway without me, which makes her a little less cool. But So right now we have two guest people on the show, never before DJs, so everybody give them a little, I don't know, don't judge them too harshly. And we got some cool music coming up for you. We'll see what their music taste is and why they chose those. But for now,
get hype.
We're going to listen to Youth by Glass Animals. Here we go.
Notice before this, they flow. penthouse floor.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go.
Let's ride the elevator. They can't keep us out no more. Go to the penthouse floor.
Just us. Who this? Just playing. Just me. New phone. New hair. New era. I'm in the penthouse, baby. Handpicked from bad apples and bad eggs. Held back. I had to grab crab legs. And then there were only but a few. Conversations held with patience. What a party. What a view. What a dress. What a song. What a beautiful time. My folks downstairs still waiting in line. They never been in these rooms. Never stay with these folks. Never laughed at the news, never hated these jokes. So as I fly in my suit, in a group, undercover, forcing a new smile, he tells me another. He said, what happened to the boy that climbed up the trunk? Then he pushed me off the top and said,
ooh, don't bring me down. I need a room up in the clouds. I wanna get the pain. I wanna elevate. Ooh, my favorite mix. A little ignorance and bliss.
Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go.
Go to the penthouse floor.
Let's go.
Let's ride the elevator. It's what we've been waiting for. We'll tear down the penthouse doors. Those penthouse doors. We'll tear down the penthouse doors.
We're back. So we're just sitting here. Okay, so I wanted to ask you guys something because you are new DJs and I haven't given you any time to think about this. So you can think about it a little bit more. But before we leave tonight, you're going to have to come up with a DJ name.
Got it.
You already got it?
Got it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Tell me.
DJ Sizzle.
Okay, I can deal with that. DJ Sizzle?
Yeah. It's like alliteration, but like cool.
Okay.
Cool might be a little far.
Yeah. Do you have anything yet?
I'm going to need some time.
Okay. I'll give you some time.
DJ Dom Bomb.
The dom.com.
The dom.com. There we go. Looks like you did it for me.
So that was John Legend, Penthouse Floor, from his new album that he just released like this last year, Darkness and Light. We have our own John Legend
super fan
in the house tonight.
Yeah.
And that's DJ Sizzle.
Yep, that's me.
Can you tell us why you love John Legend so much?
Well, because I'm going to his concert in June. That's what became my love for him.
Okay.
Yes, it goes back deep.
Deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to the moment when you clicked buy now.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I saw the $75 leave my bank account.
He was like, woo, John Legend.
No, I'm a super fan.
I'm glad. So, can you guys tell me a little bit about your music tastes in general?
Yeah, I can pretty much sum up mine in about two phrases.
Uh-huh.
And it goes country and boy bands. So it's pretty dynamic duo.
Yeah. Wow.
So get ready for tonight. Have we lost any people yet?
What taste?
Just kidding, I'm not. I don't think my taste is going to get in tonight if you're worried.
I'm going to be honest, mine is not that diverse either. I'm a diehard country fan, but I'm always into those early 2000s hits. But since my time with Mimi, you know, my horizons are broadening.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So we're
to what? Whatever Mimi plays and I listen to.
I'm hearing a lot of country and early 2000s boy bands. So hope the Medford residents are excited to listen to that tonight. I think also we have a PSA for you.
We do. So although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. So, you know, so many reasons walking is good.
Yeah. We can actually speak from experience on that point. Not only have we walked to Harvard from Tufts, we have walked to Kendall.
Yep, MIT.
MIT. So in case you were wondering, yes, it is 2.5 miles. And in case you were wondering, yes, it does take 45 minutes.
And in case you were wondering, it is not terrible unless you don't wear the right shoes. So just prepare yourselves.
Yeah. The more you know. All right,
here. Double PSA for you today.
All right, we got some Chance the Rapper coming up, and then we're going to have some of our very own guest DJs DJing after me. All right, here we go.
Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the pain. This is like this many rings, y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the onlyest thing. This is the beast that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it hurt. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is a talk to the serpent, that's a holistic discernment. Daddy said I'm so determined, told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some Earl tea. I was baptized like we're early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way, but that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got.
Music is all we got.
Rhythm is all we
is all we got. So we might as well give it all we got.
That was Sarah's first song choice. Woo!
Whoa.
That was great. Didn't you see them in concert?
I did.
You
they
did?
They opened for Ingrid.
And how was that?
Just crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I was supposed to go to that. And, oh, we have a phone call. Here we go.
Oops, wrong one.
Hey, you're Hello? On air. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
My name is Paul. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We got you, Paul.
My name is Paulina.
Nice. And why are you calling in today?
I just wanted to hear what songs you got going on this tonight. What songs are you going to play next?
I mean, that's for us to kind of surprise you with.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But it is Dominique's choice next, so get ready because it's going to be pretty freaking awesome.
If you had a choice, what would you play right now?
If I had a choice, I think I would play some Chance the Rapper. I was listening to that earlier today, and I was feeling it.
Yeah?
I was doing some artwork.
Did you miss our Chance the Rapper? Because we played two songs that he was in.
Play it? I think I missed that one.
Well, we have a loyal listener here, guys.
That's all right.
That sounded great.
Which song? Which Chance song would you want to listen to? Because we played some like pretty. Not.
What were you playing earlier?
So we played Penthouse Floor, and we played All We Got.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about let's get some. Maybe some. We'll just face it. Let's play Blessings.
Blessings. All right. Here we go. We're gonna play Dom's song first. Dom.com song first, and then we'll come back with some Chance. Thanks for calling
in,
Paul. It's nice meeting you.
Thanks for the support. We're grateful you're a loyal listener.
Loyal forever.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere, drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
praise him, praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him, praise him till I'm gone. When the praises go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now, look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath. Don't be mad.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. When the praises go up,
good God.
The blessings come down,
good God.
When the praises go up,
oh, good God.
The blessings come down,
the blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
oh, keep falling. The blessings come down, the blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
calm down. Good God!
They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money, ain't no Twitter in heaven. I know them drugs isn't close, ain't no visit in heaven. I know the difference in blessings and worldly possessions, like my ex-girl getting pregnant and her becoming my everything. I'm at war with my wrongs. I'm writing four different songs. I never forged it or forfeited. I'm a force to be reconciled. They want 4-minute song. You need a 4-hour praise dance performed every morn. I'm feeling shortness of breath, so Nico, grab you a horn. Hit Jericho with the buzzer beater to end the quarter. Watch brick and mortar fall like dripping water. Keep falling in my lap.
So that was Blessings by Chance the Rapper, per request of our faithful listener, Paulina. So we're just talking about, basically, these kids. Well, do you want to tell the story?
Yeah, so I was in the dining hall the other day, and I overheard some kids talking about how they found planets in a different galaxy with conditions, like, relatively similar to Earth, I guess. But now people are getting really excited that we're going to find aliens. So, like, these kids were, like, getting really excited, like, really amped up, like, yelling, like, in the dining hall about how excited they were that there's possibly aliens in another galaxy.
Wow. The most exciting conversations happen when overheard in Dewick Dining Hall.
It's true.
So we wanted to throw it out there for all of our listeners to see if they believe in aliens or even could think that they would exist out there, and why they think that. So if anyone wants to put in some input about that, we'll just be talking about it too. Sarah, what do you think? Do you think DJ Sizzle...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Please use me by my appropriate
name. I'm sorry. What do you think about aliens? Like, exist? They don't exist? What?
Well, I haven't put much thought into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey, why not? There, if someone saw them on another planet, you can't discount what they saw, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, the funny part is, like, this was one of our questions for, like, our homework in Japanese last week. Like, do you believe in aliens? So we got into this big conversation about it in the middle of my class. And literally this girl raises her hand and she's like, I believe in aliens.
Say it in Japanese.
I know. So she goes, I believe in aliens. And so she's like, oh, really? Like, what do you think they look like? And she goes, I think they're all women. She's like, oh, interesting. And she's like, yes. They have short hair, and they're women.
So specific.
And they're, like, 4 feet.
Those are probably the only words she knew in Japanese.
I was like...
She didn't know how to refute it or say they were men.
Dying inside. Like, I couldn't be laughing at her because, like, I, like, didn't want to be like, oh, I'm laughing at your Japanese, but this girl's literally talking about how, like, all the aliens are, like, women and 4 feet tall. So, oh, we have a caller. All right, here we go.
Someone type about aliens.
Hey there, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Allie.
Hi, you're on air, Allie. What do you think about aliens?
Great. You know, I'm not sure, but I figure who says that we're the only living beings?
I believe. I have a friend here who believes.
She believes?
She's a believer.
She's a believer.
You know, I'm a skeptical believer.
Okay. Yeah. Are you like skeptical in the way where it's like maybe there's like little one cell organisms on another planet, or are you like skeptical like maybe there's like a full-on green dude living on another planet?
I think that's a fair question. I think the chance of like when you look at the probability of actually like complex like forms being created like humans and other animals on Earth, like the chances are just so low that I'm like probably like maybe like some one cell, but past that I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow, just getting probability involved in this.
So the real question is, Allie, are you an alien?
You know, that's possible.
Okay, cool.
I think I had dreams about that growing up.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry for you. Okay, well, thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Great show, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, we might have just talked to our own extraterrestrial friend.
We have proof they exist.
I'm curious, though. Like, is she green? Why is the stigma that aliens are going to be green?
No, it's really such a question. Like, why are dinosaurs green, too?
Because probably someone saw it green.
What? Someone saw an alien green?
A green alien.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
What do you think I meant? A green
dinosaur?
Oh. No, dinosaurs were real, guys.
Aliens might be real.
Exactly, they are. That's why they are green.
So, like,
saw them.
Are you a skeptic on, like, every level of this kind of stuff? Like, do you believe in, like, the Loch Ness Monster, like, Bigfoot, or anything like that?
I don't have strong opinions.
I'm going to go with, I don't believe in the, like, I, like, don't feel, like, super passionately either way.
Yeah.
But I, like, err towards the side of, like, probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster, like, you guys, there's a reason why those things are out there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's, like, some sad Bigfoot living out there just in his little cave. Like, I just want people to believe in me.
You know, I'm just kind of skeptical, like, how humans are just kind of
expanding everywhere.
Like, how they wouldn't have, like, gotten some, like, very solid photographic proof at this point.
Of Bigfoot?
Yes.
Well, maybe he's really camera shy.
But then he shouldn't be lonely and camera shy. That's not a good combination.
Some people are. Sometimes I'm like, you know, if he has that much hair, he's bound to always have a bad hair day. You know what I mean?
That's just my opinion. Fair.
Mm. Okay.
I got another question.
All right.
What do you guys think about ghosts?
Okay, I'm actually a believer on this one. I'll throw it out there.
You know, I'm not totally sure. I will admit that when I was in elementary school, there was a whole thing going around in my friend group about all the ghosts we'd ever seen. I have never actually seen a ghost, I will admit now, though I did not back then. It was the cool thing, but
my house was haunted when I was younger. I will tell the stories. So
tell it.
So basically, when I was like little, weird stuff used to happen in my house, like in Japan. And so like things would like happen, like the phone would be ringing and like all of a sudden like it'd stop ringing and like I'd be holding the telephone in my hand and like the phone was like actually just like so high up, like there was no way I would have actually been able to reach it by myself. Or like someone like broke my clock in the middle of the night, like it looks like someone like took a hammer to it, like in the middle of the night when I was a baby. Or like there would be like weird like crashing sounds going down my stairs and like nothing would be there. I mean, like weird stuff used to happen in my house.
Yeah, you continued to live there for like a substantial number of years.
I mean, they seemed kind of friendly, to be honest. Like if you're handing a baby a phone, you can't be that mean, you know?
Oh yeah, all my friendly people I know, you know, like to smash in clocks in the middle of the night.
Well, okay, there's a reason for that. It's because my clock would make like play a song on every hour.
Oh, that's
so
annoying.
Sure.
Oh, that's terrifying in itself. That's probably a ghost.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. So I'm like, I don't blame the ghost because I would have been so annoyed if I was just trying to be like resting in peace, you know? Okay, here, wait. We have another caller. Here we go. Hello?
Shelby? Hi. I was listening to your show about, and you're talking about ghosts.
Okay.
And I have a story. I just wanted to share.
All right. Tell us your story.
So, my name's Marissa, by the way.
Oh, hi, Marissa.
Hey, Marissa.
Hey. So here's what happened. I was with my family in San Diego. We were making a trip over there. And there's this really haunted hotel called the Hotel Coronado.
Mm-hmm.
And on the fifth floor, a lady died there many years ago.
Why would you stay there? Okay.
Why are you laughing?
I did not know.
A dead lady.
I'm sorry.
I still have that answered. And so anyways, we were vacationing here for some reason, and my mom didn't know it was haunted because, you know, that freaked her out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stayed in a room on the floor that the lady died. I should not
No, you don't do that.
Marissa, yeah, why?
That yeah, that was not very smart on our choice. So we're in the room, everyone's asleep, but my mom is awake in the middle of the night because she has to bottle feed my little brother, who is a newborn baby. So anyways, she's like holding him and whatnot, and she feels this like lady reach around her.
Stop.
And with her, and she feels her arms like around her holding the baby, and she starts freaking out, and she's like, my dad's name is Jeff, and she's like, Jeff, wake up, like wake up. And then she screams it, and then she just feels the feeling disappear. And she didn't know the place was haunted. So that's the crazy part. And Whoa. So she found out the next day that the lady who died lost her baby.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, I'm so freaked out right now.
Wow, that was a good story,
Marissa.
That
was a good story. Thanks for...
Thank you.
So we have a believer out there.
All right.
You still have a believer. I believe in ghosts. I believe in aliens.
I think...
What about Bigfoot? Can we just get your take before you get you off there?
Sarah, do you believe in ghosts?
Can you refer to me as Sizzle, please?
Sorry, DJ Sizzle, Sizzle V.
After that, I think I'm gonna say yes. I hope this place we're in right now ain't haunted.
I hope so too.
All right, thanks
for guys' show. I'm gonna keep listening.
All right, thanks for calling in, Marissa. It's been real.
Nope. Yeah, it's been real. No thanks, problem. Marissa. Okay, so I think the only fitting song that we can play at this point is Unbelievers by Vampire Weekend. So here we go.
We know the fire rate, some believers all of the same.
girl, you would now die. Believe us, bound to the tracks of the train. I'm not excited, but should I be? Is this the fate that half of the world's planned?
No. the front step, little white suitcase. Hearing that diesel before it hit the front gate. His headlights burning down a Friday night. Southern Belle statue standing in the screen door. Watching her whole world head for an old Ford. With a man that can't look her in the eye. Then I run to him. Big hug, jump in. And I cry for her out the window. Some mamas and daddies are living in a straight line. Take forever to hearten and then take a long sweet ride. But some mamas and daddies let their heartstrings tear and tangle. And some of us get stuck in a love triangle.
That was our last song for tonight by our very own Dominique, our country guru. What was that called again?
Love Triangle.
By?
Raylan.
Oh, interesting. So how was your first radio show experience? Tell me a little bit.
Solid.
Solid. Wow, you guys are people of many words.
It was a great use of my Sunday night.
I'm glad. Okay, so we're going to... we have our next people in with a pretty awesome theme for tonight. I'm like really excited. I'm not gonna ruin it. Do not worry. I would never do that to you. That'd just be the worst. okay, but it's been a really good night. We hope you enjoyed the really interesting music that we played. All right, I'll see you guys next week.
Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. fell off, I'm still hot, knock your shell off. My money stacked fat, plus I can't turn the swell off. The franchise doing big business, I live this, it's automatic, I win this. So you hear those horns, you finish. A soldier, and I stay under you fighting. Plus I'm storming on you chumps like I'm thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you breaking me, kid, I'm harder than nails. Plus I keep it on lock like I'm part of the jail. I'm slaughtering stale competition. I got the whole block wishing they could run with my fish, but they gone fishing with bait. Kid, your boy hold weight, I got my soul straight. I brush your mouth like Colgate. In any weather, I'm never better. Your boy's so hot, you never catch me in the next man's sweater. If they hate, let them hate. I drop your whole clan. Lay your ass down for the 3 seconds.